News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5 at 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. A little housekeeping here. We'll let you know about some things coming up. We're going to have Brooks Conkle from the Mobile Rundown on later on this hour. Shanna Jordan also is going to talk about the
King Cake Off,
which it kind of sounds Russian.
Yeah.
It's a cake off. but going to talk about that's going to be next weekend. What else do we have going on here? William Carroll. He reached out to me.
District 2 councilman.
He will be on our show on Monday at this time.
Okay.
Talking about redistricting and maybe some of the things happening at city council meetings. Also, I think this is pretty remarkable. The young lady who gets struck by a car, like her backside, got hit pretty good.
Yeah.
I guess the car wasn't going at much of a high speed, but in any event, she was doing a cutaway for a West Virginia TV station during the news, and I think she was talking about area where work was going on or something like that. Like,
well, icy roads.
Wow.
They had an icy road situation, you know. Red weather radar day or whatever all these news stations come up with, be aware. And so they had them out near, you know, a lot of these roadways, and that's when it all went down.
So she gets struck. It's crazy. I'm like, how did the driver not see her standing there? But evidently, and the cameras and the lights and all that. Like,
yeah.
So she's live on TV. She gets hit. And the grace that she has and the concern for the driver stood out to me.
Yeah.
She was over and over again, ma'am. So she's live on the air. Suddenly, her whatever talking points are interrupted. She just got hit by a car.
I'm going to guess, and I know West Virginia, a southern state, but I mean, people in Alabama will say, no, it's not. No, it's not. But
it's right there.
I will say she's probably a Southern girl. With the way she bounced back from that, I don't know if it was graceful. You said grace. I mean, how can you be graceful when you get hit by a vehicle?
She showed a lot of grace to the,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
By saying, are you okay, ma'am? We're good, you know. So she was, you talk about live TV.
Yeah.
That's ultimate live TV. And the way she handled herself, I think she's getting praise around the country. I think she was saying this is her last week on the job. So she was about to get elevated to like a Philadelphia or Pittsburgh.
Mm.
So good for her. In any event, if you get a chance to see it, it's really amazing just how kind she is after getting hit by a car.
Yeah, the woman hops out. Oh, you're fine, ma'am. You're fine. We'll have to play that audio coming up. And it's clean audio, believe it or not. If I were out on live TV and got hit by a vehicle, they would need many, many bleep buttons to play that on the air.
And so this was a number of years ago. I saw a nun from the Sisters of Little Sisters of the Poor.
Uh-huh.
And she happened to be out where I was doing some shopping. And this is when you know you live your life a certain way and you're a believer. She banged her shin in this grocery market. And I'm sitting there waiting like, what's she going to say?
Yeah.
Because you know, it when you do that, it doesn't hurt right away. It hurts like a couple of seconds later, like, oh! Anyway, I was, this lady, I'm like, she's 100% Little Sister of the Poor. Because if she didn't toss out some kind of a word at that point, you know, like you and I,
yeah,
they had a bleeper in the store, they would have had a, so in any event.
Yeah, I come up with new words when stuff like that happens.
Oh my gosh, yeah. But we'll get back to that. I just thought that was pretty remarkable.
I think we need to explore a little further what happened earlier this week. I know a lot of people want a memory hole what happened with the Alabama head football coach. You might have heard of him, Nick Saban, and this letter that was signed and written to West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin. So if you missed the entire story, there were five West Virginia sports greats. You know, a couple of them rise above the rest. That would be Nick Saban and Jerry West with the NBA.
Right.
You also had NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue, former NFL Commissioner, and also Oliver Luck, father of former NFL quarterback Andrew Luck, and I guess he was too.
And I guess he was also
the AD at West Virginia.
Yeah, athletic director. Is he still?
I don't think
he
so.
He was at one time. Okay.
He was. So they signed that letter to Manchin in support of the Freedom to Vote Act. And when that news came out, everyone was like, whoa, Saban's kind of, you know, stepping in it here. He's in a really red state that is certainly for the most part, against the Freedom to Vote Act. There are a lot in Alabama who are, of course, for it. But this was kind of a failed thing to get behind, right? It'd be like backing Vanderbilt to win the SEC championship mm-hmm. at the beginning of the season.
He would never do that.
It's not going to happen. Yeah. So after some pushback, the news came out that Saban wanted to add a footnote that he, while he supports the Freedom to Vote Act, that's being pushed by the Democrats, he is against any change to the filibuster. So
the procedurally, the way they go about it, if they blow up everything, he's not for that.
Right. Okay. And that's the exact same tact that Senator Joe Manchin has taken, the exact same line of thinking that he's put out there. Of course, after that letter came out, there was a late night on Wednesday night in D.C. as Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, forced the vote anyway after they debated it because the House was able to sneak the two voting bills in and a NASA bill. Anyway, it was all shot down. Manchin and Sinema voted against ending or changing the filibuster.
So Manchin was for the bill, though. Is that right?
He said he was for the Freedom to Vote Act.
Interesting.
But he was against changing the process.
Right.
And more information coming out now. And I know Jeff Poor talked about it. We talked about it. How did all of this come about, right? Who did someone get in Saban's ear? Was it his idea? Is he just that passionate about this that he felt like he needed to weigh in? I think maybe some answers coming here, and we also have some comment from Senator Tommy Tuberville, who knows a little bit about football as well. So AL.com,
not as much as Saban.
Not as much. No, that's why he's in the Senate now. AL.com's Mike Rodak kind of revisited this. He said former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue said that Alabama coach Nick Saban agreed to leave out that footnote that clarified Saban's stance on changing the U.S. filibuster rules. Tagliabue was saying that Saban agreed with him that they wouldn't put that in the letter. He said, Coach Saban and I agreed that since the letter focused on the merits of the Freedom to Vote Act and the filibuster had not been discussed with everyone signing the letter, it was unnecessary to include the filibuster footnote in the letter to be publicly distributed.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, our press statement along with the letter released publicly did not address the filibuster issue. I'm guessing that after the immediate pushback, that's when Saban kind of got on the phone. It was Caitlin Collins, the former Alabama journalist, or she went to the University of Alabama.
Yeah,
she's now the CNN's White House correspondent.
Right, right.
So she put that footnote out there. And this letter, we were trying to figure out who convinced these men to sign on. Well, it turns out Paul Tagliabue, who
I believe he's an attorney, too.
That's right. He works for a D.C. law firm now. So that kind of makes it interesting. He's 81 years old.
Huh.
He retired before 06. Saban was actually still in the NFL then in Miami. And Tagliabue works as a senior counsel for a D.C. law firm. So kind of putting all this together and coming up with my own little theory here, which certainly might not be true. If Tagliabue is the one in D.C. and he's working for a law firm, it seems like maybe he's the one who put this idea together,
mm-hmm.
and if he's the one that's upset that the filibuster footnote came out afterwards, it kind of made the other four look either ignorant or like they supported changes to the filibuster.
Mm-hmm.
Tagliabue is the only one shouting about this. I'm wondering if somehow his connections after he left the NFL and working in D.C., if he was pushed or decided to do this to kind of try to help sway Manchin's vote. Anyway, I think he's, in my mind, suspect number one for how this letter came about.
Yeah, okay. And here's the thing, too, about, and I can't get into the mind of Nick Saban. All I know is that as you watch his teams play, they had another great year, considering how young they were, considering injuries, all of that stuff. You could have certainly seen this to be Alabama's down year, like, it's not going to happen this. And it turns out Georgia won the final game. But he's so much about football.
Right.
So much about football. And I don't think that I talk to coaches that don't keep up with this stuff almost at all.
Right.
Because what their life is all about wins and losses on Friday night or Saturday afternoon. That's it. That's their life. So for Saban to be this much of a kind of a political nerd where he knew exactly what would. Now, for a lot of you listening, you wouldn't think of it that way, but for Saban to be somebody who is understands that these rights, these bills are trying to be passed in the first place.
Just to kind of have knowledge of what's going on, yeah.
Exactly.
It's like someone was on the Feinbaum show.
I would doubt that, I guess is what I'm saying.
Someone, a big Georgia fan, I can't remember his name, he was on the Feinbaum show as a guest, not as a caller, back in October, I think, or before Georgia and Bama played the first time.
Okay.
And he was talking about Kirby Smart and how all he thinks about, all he does is strictly scheduled and all about winning a national championship. Mm-hmm. He said he would eat glass to win a national championship. Of course, that ended up happening this year. But that's the mindset for so many of these coaches. They don't know what's going on really outside, and certainly not all of them. A lot of them are very, very aware. But Tuberville has weighed in. He spoke with 1819 News. And he's fine with Saban speaking his mind, just like I said earlier this week. You know, there were a lot of people that said, stick to coaching, worry about winning mm-hmm. national championships. Tuberville said, everybody needs to have a voice. I think that you really need to think about it before you talk. To be honest with you, there are some sports figures across the country the last few years that have spoken before they really knew what they were talking about.
He's absolutely right on that.
I think he's dead on. Yeah, it's good to speak. And speak your mind, say whatever you want to, but unless you actually know what's going on, it doesn't carry as much weight.
Right.
So we've certainly seen some sports figures over the years come out and speak about certain things that they really don't have any background knowledge on. So I thought that was interesting, Tuberville coming in and commenting on the situation.
It is interesting. This is also interesting. William Carroll is here.
Yes.
So his Monday appearance is now a Friday appearance, and we'll talk to him next about what's going on in City Council. It's 8:17, Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5.
Morning, 8:34 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Coming up, we'll go to the phones, 251-343-0106. Also planning to talk with Shayna Jordan about a great and very Mobile event that's coming up next week. First, want to head over to McConnell Automotive and talk with Louis Arata. Hey, Louis.
Bring summer back, please.
It's cold out. It is very cold. It's going to be cold this weekend, but luckily for us, McConnell has vehicles with very warm heaters, even seat warmers, and did you say steering wheel warmers also?
That's right. I mean, they've got steering wheel warmers, heated seats, and in the summertime, you got air-conditioned seats. I mean, you know, you got all the seasons handled, but man, it's cold this morning. It's raining. I want everybody out there to be careful. If you have that unfortunate accident, don't forget, we got the best body shop in Mobile, McConnell Collision Center. You can call them 251-476-4141 if you have any problem. They'll take care of all your stuff. And if you're looking for a new car, check out website out, McConnellAutomotive.com. We've got some great deals going on. I talked to Robert yesterday. We've got 16 three-quarter ton pickup trucks coming in.
Wow.
For a few, you know, in a little while. Not quick, but... If y'all want to get your name in a hat on some of those, a few of them are sold, some of them aren't. Just give them a call at the new car side, 251-476-4141. They'll tell you what's sold and what's not.
All right. Good stuff, Louis. We appreciate it, and have a good one.
You too. Thank y'all.
That's Louis Arata. You'll find him at McConnell Automotive on Dauphin Street, just east of I-65, and online, McConnellAutomotive.com. Real quick, want to go to the phones. Roger's been hanging on, and we appreciate it. Roger from Bayou La Batre, what do you have on your mind this morning?
Oh, I was just wanting to comment on this so-called voting rights bill that is up there in the Congress that they're trying to get passed.
Right.
That bill is, you know, when anybody wants to comment on it or whatever their feelings are, that's fine. But let's make sure that everybody knows exactly what that bill is about before, you know, don't just go by the name of it, you know, because that bill has absolutely nothing to do with voting rights. That bill would actually enshrine voter fraud that we saw in the last election, and make it to where you know, one party or the other, whichever one can manage it the best, can wind up getting an election, stealing an election.
Right. The mail-in voting, I think, would be an issue. The massive amounts of mail-in voting. Also, the voter ID one is the one that I just can't get past there, Roger. But right. But you're right. Folks need to know what they're talking about, before, especially if you're a celebrity like Nick Saban. And I think he does know what he's talking about, actually.
Yeah. Well, the you know, and let's really point out the fact that, you know, whenever you have mail-in voting like we had the last time. You know, the Constitution, you know, sets an election day for national elections, and it's supposed to be that day.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it. It can be done all in one day. There's no problem going down to the polls and voting. That's not a problem. You know, you can get off work if you can't make it. You know, they your job has to give you time to go out and vote.
Right.
So there's no excuses for not going and voting on election day. But if you can't, then do it like we do here in Alabama.
Good stuff there, Roger.
Put in for an absentee ballot, and the state sends you one absentee ballot and then takes you off the voter list because you've already gotten your ballot and it's been taken care of.
That's right.
Don't
hey, we
go out there and mail out tons of ballots and just let it go willy-nilly.
Good call. That's all the time we got for you, but thank you very much. And that's what I was talking about again yesterday. We were talking about this, and they are. It's like they're put in this pretty dress. The pretty dress being what these things are called,
right?
Right. And how could you be against someone's freedom to vote?
Yeah.
How can you be against John Lewis and what he did during civil rights? It's you know, if you're not for this, then you're a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to certainly have a better idea of what is actually in it. Just don't go by the name of the bill.
Well said. Well, we have some great events on the way, and none I'm looking more forward to right now than what's coming up in just a couple weekends, and that's the King Cake Off. And on to talk with us about that is Shayna Jordan. Good morning, Shayna.
Good morning.
It's next week, right? Am I right about that?
No, that's very stressful for me.
Oh, so that is 2 weeks.
It's
two weeks, yes.
Okay.
February 4th, right?
February 4th.
It won't be the first time, Shane. I showed up for something I was MC or judging and was a week or a month early.
I did. Better to be early than late. Right?
Yeah, so yeah. Anyway, let's talk about it, this event and where it's going to be.
So it is going to be at the Temple in downtown Mobile. That's right off of Cathedral Square. So, this is very exciting. We're part of Senior Bowl Week this year, so there's mm-hmm. all these activities going, you know, around Senior Bowl for people to come out and do, and so we're that Friday night. Also that Friday night is the Senior Bowl Players Parade,
mm-hmm.
and then the free concert in Cathedral Square. So we're kind of in the middle of that. So the Temple's a block off of both of those events. You come to the King Cake Off at 5 p.m., you'll enjoy that. There's a parade going on around 6:30, and then there's a free concert in the park at 8.
So
there's so much to do in downtown.
I was at the King Cake Off a couple of years ago. It was
right.
at the government plaza, correct?
Correct.
And that
yeah.
was it benefited the group that I'm involved with, Light of the Village, out in Alabama Village, and we were very grateful that the money went our way for sure. Fun event. So explain
yeah.
to everybody what it's all about.
So it is about eating king cake. I mean, come on. We are the home of Mardi Gras. We wanted to start an event that kind of honored that and also the fun, family-friendly atmosphere that we have here in Mobile. So you come down, you get to sample all types of king cake and king cake-inspired treats. So it's not just traditional king cake, which makes it fun for those who don't necessarily like that. So there's something for everyone. There's fun kids' activities. There's live music. There's lots going on. This year, we have permanently partnered with Big Brothers Big Sisters, so they will be our beneficiary for the unforeseeable future, hopefully,
mm-hmm.
and so we're very excited about working with them and their mission. It's going to be a fun time. I'm just so glad we're going to be back in person and have things like the King Cake Off.
Yeah, and what a great group to partner with there. I mean, the mentorship that they've provided over the years, that's fantastic stuff. So, you know, you could poll a room of people in Mobile and say, who makes the best king cake around here? And it might even end up in a fist fight if you're not careful, because a lot of people are very passionate about who makes the best
yeah.
king cake. And I guess it's up to Dan and the other judges to be the actual judge of that. Who will be cooking these king cakes? Is a lot of local bakeries that are doing this?
Yeah, we have a lot of local bakeries. We have not announced all of our vendors yet. They're just wrapping up, so we will be announcing those next week. And then leading up to the event. So, but there's a lot of unusual vendors, so I can't wait for you guys to see who we announce. But, you know, in the past, we've had a lot of grocery stores, a lot of bakeries, some from out of town. will have similar, but some new choices, some new people providing king cake inspired treats. So it's just a great event, and we have sold quite a few tickets. So we did have 1 year where we sold out. So I would say there's an early bird pricing also. So it's less expensive to get your ticket now. Mm-hmm. It's $15 the day of the event is $20. So go ahead and get your ticket and make sure that you're able to come and save a little money by getting it in advance.
Yeah, you could save some money there. And, of course, king cake babies get in free, right?
No.
Hey, by the way, so you get the tickets online. What's that address, Shana?
Yeah, you just go to kingcakeoff.com and purchase your tickets and then show up at the event and have a great time. And so one more thing. So the public actually gets to judge, too. So we give different awards away. So we have judges, professional judges, and then we also have, public's choice. So we have that. And then also there's an indie baker category.
Mm.
So if you're an independent baker and you want to, see if you can win that category, go ahead and sign up. We have quite a few. I think maybe close to 10 indie bakers signed up already. So, if you think that you can make the best king cake or king cake inspired treat, but yet you're not a bakery or a professional business,
mm-hmm.
you can still sign up.
And if down the line you add a category for worst king cake, I'd love to participate because I'm sure I could add to that. Certainly wouldn't be.
I don't know anyone that wants to be the judge for the worst king cake.
No, definitely not. But you laid it out. This will be a fantastic weekend.
It's
so
fun.
The King Cake Off, February 4th. It'll be at the Temple. And then that rolls right into that Senior Bowl parade and then the concert, the Senior Bowl street party. Good stuff, Shana. We really appreciate that. And we'll share this on our social media so that if someone was driving and listening, they can. And weren't able to take down that information, they'll be able to get their tickets there.
That sounds awesome. I'm going to add one more detail. Post is the post King Cake event party. So after you've attended all of the fun events, make sure you make it down to Post. They have some incredible fun cocktails made with King Cake inspired liqueurs.
The evening just goes on and on.
It goes on and on.
I'm going to wake up Saturday. I'm going to wake up Saturday morning somewhere downtown. Thank you, Shana.
King cake all over you.
King cake all over me. Yeah. That'll make social media.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Thank you, Shana, very much.
Thank you. I hope to see you there.
Shana Jordan, who's been working with the city for a long time, was an event specialist, I guess you would call her. And even when it comes to the King Cake Off, we're talking voter rights. Because you can actually... You can vote, even you're just the public. You're not a judge like in the back of the hall like me. You can vote in for your favorite King Cake winner of several categories.
Yeah, no absentee voting for this one. You got to be there.
Mail-in ballots, and et cetera. By the way, Brooks Conkle is with the Mobile Rundown, and we're going to be talking to him on every Friday, talking about events in our city, and that's on the way on FM Talk 106.5. Morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5. Jeff Poor Show is on the way.
Yes, coming up in the Jeff Poor Show, he'll speak with, and this has been a big discussion since the ad started running on this station, Alabama Appleseed. He'll speak with Akeisha Anderson from that group. Also, his usual Friday guests, April Marie Fogle, will be on, as well as State Senator Chris Elliott, and also State Representative, I've lost it, but... Let's just leave that one.
Oh, that's a mystery.
A little tease there. I'll let Jeff tell you coming up in 10 minutes.
On the edge of their seat
and
now.
Which representative he's talking to.
Brooks Conkle on the phone with us right now. We've had guest after guest here this morning, and Brooks is with the Mobile Rundown, which is really great information. Brooks, first of all, before we talk about any events in particular, what is the Mobile Rundown?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me, Dan. Yeah, so the Rundown has been around for about 10 years now. Wow. We started it at that point because me and a guy missed out on some events that were happening. We wondered, how did we miss these things? So we decided to start our own listserv, our own website, and it's just kind of organically grown into a bunch of different things beyond just events. But yeah, so now we produce a weekly newsletter with with what's going on in town.
And you know, Brooks, it's not just what's coming up, but you've had this going on for so long now, you and your wife, Mandy, that, what was it, Zagat's, they used to post like the best restaurants and bars and stuff around town, and then Yelp became it, and then Yelp kind of went away because, you know, people were playing with the system. But you on themobilerundown.com have some good articles with some of the top bars or breweries around town and places to eat. Some really good information. If you have family or friends coming into town, you could be very knowledgeable about what's going on in the city.
Appreciate it. Yeah, definitely. That's something that we started probably in the last year or so, trying to produce more content like that. And then we have, you may have heard of our Do Some Good magazine publication product as well, which is something we're producing our fourth one this year. It's actually about to come out. So
if someone's got an event and they want to make sure that people know about it, what do they do?
Yeah, so if they want to promote their event or they want to submit it to us, for to have us look at promoting it, they can hop on our website, themobilerundown.com. There's a spot where they can submit their event, or they can just reach out to us directly, and we can go from there to see if it's a good fit for us to promote.
Is this just weekend events or not really? Because I'm looking at what you've got right now. A lot of this is all next week.
Yeah, so exactly, yeah. So it's not just a weekend, it just kind of depends. Like some weekends are slower, some weekends are busier. Sometimes, depending on how our partnership is with events and what we're doing, we'll promote stuff further out. But what we try to do is just to give kind of like an upcoming week, because, I don't know, it's just kind of like what most people are looking at is like, hey, cool, what's happening, what's kind of coming up around the corner. So we try to create that sense of urgency.
A couple of quick events from next week that have your attention. What would that be?
Yeah, sure. Well, the funny thing is there's actually some other stuff that was happening this weekend that's not on our site. I'll tell you, just if you are a horticulture fan, if you like the plants, you can actually go down to the Civic Center. There's an event that's happening there on Saturday. But yeah, there's this like percussion recital. It seems pretty cool. It's at USA. That's coming up early next week. There is a comedy show by this guy named Todd Berry, who's part of like Chappelle's. Yeah, he's going to be at the Merry Widow. There's some networking after hours stuff happening on Tuesday. 17th annual Artists is actually coming up pretty soon. And then just around the corner, you've got Senior Bowl, Lip Sync Battle, King Cake Off, like big stuff is just around the corner.
I love it. It's themobilerundown.com, and you can do /events, and you can see what's coming up.
And Brooks, you know, we love audio, and you guys also put out a podcast as well with some really good, you've had some really good episodes, and not necessarily only talking about events that are coming on, but how can people find that podcast and listen to you?
Yeah, so the easiest way would be to get, you know, obviously if you have a podcast player, you could find it, you could search us out, but we actually have it right on the website as well. It's embedded, so we have a podcast player, so if someone wanted to start there, and then they could do that. But of course, you know, they could find us in any podcast player. But yeah, so we're interviewing all of the folks in our Do Some Good publication. Everyone gets the opportunity to interview with us and like tell us about their organization, what they're doing. That's the bulk of our latest episodes of what we've had going on, and those are about to start up again in February. We're about to start a ton of interviews.
That's awesome. And you know, this is kind of the calm before the storm, right? You have Senior Bowl around the corner, Mardi Gras, of course. So there are about to be a lot of events, and like you said, it's tough to keep up with everything that's going on. And you might hear of something that happened that you wanted to attend,
but you didn't
find out too late.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that was the inspiration for the whole website, for the whole thing, and that's something.
Exactly. Yeah. It sure was.
Brooks, thanks, buddy, and we will we'll do this on a weekly basis to make sure people know what's what and they know about the rundown.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate you having me on. Y'all have a great weekend.
Brooks Conkle with the rundown.com, and that way you can keep up with what's happening. And I do like the format that it's in, too. It's not just the weekend, but it's really kind of a get you set for what's happening next week. And there are a lot of after-hour business things where you can mingle and you can network and you can find out more about what's going on in the city of Mobile.
Yeah, very cool stuff there. Always plenty to do around here. Looking at some texts that we've received, Dink said, any word on the roadblocks? Now, they had those last night. I think only two checkpoints last night or yesterday afternoon. It was 4 p.m. until 10 p.m. I haven't seen any stats yet. I think the first round of checkpoints they did last month, they ended up, I think, like arresting two people. I'm not sure how those went last night, but I haven't gotten any stats yet. Also, let's see, David says Coach Tommy Tuberville is the only head coach to ever have a winning record against Nick Saban, so I think he knows a thing or two about the coach.
Well, I apologize there, man.
And then he trashed the Tennessee Vols. Can't ever miss an opportunity to do that either. And then I think
he trashed Georgia, but they won the whole thing this year.
I think the most important question here that he has as we wrap up the show, Dan, did you ever get your TV issues fixed? Now, you have to watch Auburn play Kentucky tomorrow. You've got big NFL playoff games on the way. You love your soap operas. I know you really... did you figure that out?
I love my soaps. Well, I didn't figure it out, but the guy that's supposed to figure it out figured it out.
Good.
So he came in. Thank you very much for having that concern. But yeah, that was kind of crazy that my signal went out right as the Georgia's trying to vie for a national championship.
Sabotage.
It doesn't happen all the time, yeah.
They sabotaged you.
Man, oh man. All righty. Jeff on the way. Anything else you want to add here before we get out of here? On your way to Nashville.
Yeah, I'll see. Go Titans. I don't like to slip the sports in there very often, except when I'm doing the sports report. But go Titans.
Remember, Charlie Moss will be live this weekend. What are we at? Kansas City.
Yeah, we're putting him in Kansas City.
It's 8:59 FM Talk 106.5.